Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Prime Minister Yingluck, can I firstly just thank you for welcoming us on what is a two-day official visit here to Thailand. Sek Jin, can I acknowledge you and the work that you're doing for ITU. To all of my fellow leaders who have joined us and delegates have come from around the world. Interestingly enough, actually, this conference, I think, reaches into the two powerful drivers that we in New Zealand see as transforming our economy. So the first of those is Asia, and the fact that we see such a burgeoning middle class emerging from Asia, which is a powerful driving force for our economy and the goods and services that we sell here, not just in Thailand, but right across the region. The second thing we see as very transformational for our economy is ICT, and the relevance of this conference is why I'm sure it's attracted so many people to attend today. So before I talk a little bit about the government's response to that and the impact that we see, let me give you a thumbnail sense of New Zealand if you don't know our country. From a population perspective, we are pretty small. We're 4.5 million people. Geographically, we're the size of Great Britain, so we have two large islands, predominantly about 1,600 kilometres long. We're an awfully long way from everywhere else in the world, about 11-hour flight from Bangkok, where our nearest neighbour is Australia, where we are 3 hours away. We are the home of the Rugby World Cup, so if you follow such things, we are doing well there, and we're hosts of the Cricket World Cup in 2015-16. We are growing at around about 3% a year. The OECD has us as one of the fastest growing economies in the developed world. As a government, we anticipate being back in surplus by 2014-15, and we have one of the lowest levels of government debt in the developed world. So for New Zealand, we've seen ICT as a mechanism for combating what we see as the tyranny of distance and the capacity to lift both the interaction of New Zealand and New Zealanders with the rest of the world. So as part of that strategy, the government has been involved in a very significant PPP to roll out ultra-fast broadband across the country. That's no mean feat because, as I said earlier, we're not a highly populated country, although we're 84% urbanised. And so that has involved New Zealand, the New Zealand government, spending a bit over $1 billion to roll out fibre to 75% of homes across New Zealand. And for the rest of the country, we are rolling out a much faster form of rural broadband. That billion plus US dollars is being matched by the private sector who are in partnership with us, and we are on track to meet that objective over the course of the next few years of ensuring that three quarters of all of New Zealand homes and the 33 largest towns and cities in New Zealand have fibre to the home. There are a number of specific objectives around that fibre program. So one of them has been mentioned actually by the Sek Jin this morning, and that really is in relation to education. So we are ensuring that every school in New Zealand, of which there is about 2,550 schools, is wired up to ultra-fast broadband, has unlimited data caps, and that we have a device policy for all of New Zealand children. The reason for that, of course, is that the international research, as you probably know, very strongly argues that ICT is one of the great mechanisms for lifting educational outcomes. And so for New Zealand children, we want to make sure they have access to world-class education, and we're using ICT as a form of doing that. Secondly, for our businesses, increasingly what we're seeing for a country which is dominated by exports of food and agricultural-based products, we are seeing the services sector emerging very rapidly as ICT allows us to use our services sector based in New Zealand to sell services to the rest of the world. And obviously, as a way of communicating, then it's been a very powerful form of doing that. So the government's been highly involved in that program, and our aim is to ensure that New Zealanders are wired to the world. We see a number of both opportunities and challenges. So Prime Minister Yingluck made the point earlier on about the fact that the world doesn't have equal access to the internet. So I thought I might just inform you a bit of a project that's been undertaken in New Zealand. Some months ago, Google trialled in New Zealand something called Project Loon, and the aim of that was really using balloons as a form of satellite-based access. If that is successful, then on a very cheap basis, that would allow the world to be connected to the internet despite their remoteness or their relative low levels of income. So it would be a very cheap form of ensuring that we have ubiquitous distribution of internet services around the world. And so for a lot of developing and emerging nations, that will be a very powerful device. From New Zealand's point of view, we're also considering not just the opportunities, but some of the threats that come from expanded ICT. They include cyber security, where the government has been working very assiduously at ensuring that we protect the intellectual property that is both developed in New Zealand and of our major government departments. We are also giving due consideration to the protection of our children, because we believe that is very important, and to ensure that cyberbullying isn't something that takes hold in our schools and our communities. And the government is in the process actually of passing legislation to upgrade its laws to allow the protection of our youngsters and to ensure that the government, through the judicial system, can take action against cyber bullies. So we think this is a very important conference. We think it's an opportunity for the world to become connected together and for us to work together. And from New Zealand's point of view, we are a country which is very focused on ICT. We're seeing more of our graduates at university studying in this field. We're seeing the emergence of a lot of small companies in New Zealand which are developing programs and projects which they can sell to the world. And we think it's a very exciting way for a developed economy like New Zealand to have a greater global reach than otherwise had been the case. So thank you for the opportunity to give you a sense of what's happening in New Zealand. We wish you all the very best for your conference. Can I also finish just by also expressing my deep concern and for the people of the Philippines. We had intended this to be an official visit not just to Thailand but also to the Philippines, but for obvious reasons that's now not possible. But the New Zealand government has been actively involved in both the distribution of aid and deploying some of our defence resources to assist the people of Philippines as they go about the recovery from the terrible typhoon that they've suffered. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to be here, and we wish you the very best for the remainder of your summit.